G'day and welcome to our Thursday Stories.
What's your name, where are you from, and tell me about your Jesus and how you came to know him.
Hi, my name's Life. I'm from the Faroe Islands, which is up north between Iceland and Scotland. I grew up in a Christian family, had amazing parents, but a very hard time in school. I was bullied a lot and felt very lonely. When I was 8, my parents got twins, which were very hyper and took all their attention, so they didn't notice my time in school. And I struggled a lot with suicide thoughts for most of primary school and until I was 14 years old. When I was 14, I decided this was the end. I wasn't gonna live like this anymore. I didn't believe in God. Well, I believed in him, but I ignored him because he wasn't helping me in any way. So I had decided to commit suicide by drowning myself in the ocean. And in a period of 3 months, I would go down to the ocean every single day and try to convince myself to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had the courage. After a period of 3 months where I'd been down at the ocean every single day, I finally decided this is the day. I can't take it anymore. And I was determined to end my life. I was sitting there about to jump in when I heard someone call my name. Where I was sitting, no one could see me from anywhere. So I thought I might just have imagined the voice. So I sat down again and started to build up my courage again to jump in. And when I stood up, ready to jump in, I heard the voice a second time and louder. So I decided to walk up to a place where I could see the whole area to see if anyone was calling my name. But there was no one there. And when I came to this place, there came a big wave from behind me. And if I had sat where I sat, it would have dragged me into the ocean. And that's when I realized that God was calling my name. And I realized that he had a plan for my life. And he wasn't ready to give me up. So that's when I started to follow Jesus full-heartedly and stopped ignoring him. And I went to a youth meeting for the first time. And although I knew who the people were, I didn't know anyone of them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made a deal with God. I would go once to see who it was. And if I didn't like it, I would, I don't know, do something else. And what happened when I came in, that one girl who was 4 years older than me, I had never talked to her, came to me and asked me to sit with her, which was amazing. And I felt really welcomed. And I've been a follower since then. I've been leading other people. And I'm at uni at the moment, which is really hard on their spiritual life. So I've been struggling lately, but I'm determined that my life should is in God's hand, and I want to follow him, and my passion is to go into the world and fight against injustice.
What is your story? Are you yet a Christian? If you're not, then you need to turn to Christ right now. There are details on this website, www.partakers.co.uk. Let us know if you have made that decision. Thanks for joining us on Partakers today. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.